Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we are talking about something that catches Queensland agents off guard more often than you would think, working out when your CPD is actually due.
And the article is called How to Work Out Your QLD CPD Year with the Free Calculator, which honestly is the kind of thing I wish someone had handed me when I first got licensed.
Right, because most people assume CPD runs on the calendar year, January to December, done. But Queensland does not work that way.
So how does it work?
Your CPD year is personal to you. It runs 12 months from the anniversary of the day your license or registration was first issued. So if your license was issued on the 14th of March, your CPD year runs from the 14th of March to the 13th of March the following year, every year.
So two agents sitting in the same office could have completely different deadlines.
Exactly. One might be due in March, another in September. They are working in the same agency, doing the same job, and their CPD windows do not overlap at all.
That is actually how people get caught out, isn't it? You ask around the office, someone says they just finished theirs, and you think you've got ages. But your deadline could be next month.
That's the exact trap. The article is very clear on this. The CPD year is tied to your own issue date, not a fixed national date. So assuming it lines up with the calendar or with anyone else is where things go wrong.
All right, so step one is finding your issue date. Where do you actually look for that?
It's on the documentation you received when your license or registration was first issued. If you can't find that, you can check your record with the Queensland Office of Fair Trading. What you want is the original issue date. That's the day you were first licensed or registered, and that anniversary is the day your whole CPD year turns on.
And once you've got that date?
Then it's just counting. You take the day and month, and that becomes the start of each CPD year. Count 12 months forward and you've got the end of the window. From there, you can work out how many days you have left before that window closes.
Which tells you whether you're comfortable or whether you need to get moving.
Exactly. And the article points out that two sessions is a manageable task. Most agents who actually know their date finish with room to spare. It's the not knowing that creates the last-minute panic.
Okay, so what about the free calculator? Because that's in the title and I want to know what it actually does.
Archer Institute has a free QLD CPD calculator. You put in your license issue date and it returns your current CPD year window and the days remaining in it. So instead of doing the math by hand, you just enter the date and it tells you where you stand.
That is genuinely useful, although I assume you still need to confirm the official requirements separately.
Yes, the article is clear that it is a planning guide. Always confirm the official requirements with the Queensland Office of Fair Trading. The calculator gives you the window. The official authority gives you the full picture.
What about people who are brand new, like they just got their license a couple of months ago?
Good question. There's a first-year exemption. If your license or registration was issued less than 12 months ago, you may not need to complete CPD in that first window. But the article is careful to say you should check your exact position with the Queensland Office of Fair Trading before you rely on that. It's set by the state authority, so don't just assume it applies.
Right. Do not assume. Verify.
Always.
There was also something in the article about a change coming in June 2026, a declaration rule?
Yes. From the 6th of June, 2026, you have to declare your CPD is complete before your license renewal can be processed. That's a big change. Previously, the timing was more flexible, but now leaving it late is genuinely riskier because it can hold up your renewal.
So it's not just about getting the hours done. You actually have to have it ticked off before you renew.
That's it. The article links to a full guide on that new declaration rule if you want the detail. And there's also a QLD CPD Requirements Explained article that covers what Queensland CPD actually involves, and a state-by-state guide if you work across more than one state.
So the one thing someone listening to this should do right now.
Find your license issue date today. That's the starting point for everything else. Once you know that date, you know your window, you can use the calculator, and you know how much time you have. Everything follows from that one date.
Simple, but easy to put off.
Very easy to put off. Do not put it off. Read the full article at the Archer Institute blog. And when you're ready to get your CPD done, Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. You can call them on 1-800-069-273, and they'll confirm exactly what you need for your CPD year.
Thanks for listening.